Welcome to the Grad School for Grown Folks podcast, sponsored by Dissertation Doctors. We transform the writer and their writing. We specialize in serving leaders in education. Check us out at dissertationdoctors.com. Hey guys, I am Dr. Tanya Vetter. Hey, today's episode is a good one. It's a tad bit different, but it is indeed still a good one. Today, I'm not going to share writing secrets with you guys, but it is one you do not want to miss. I'm not going to go on a rant, but I do have a very, very heartfelt message for all of my graduate students and clients today. And today's topic is influencers in education. And I can see your face now. You're like, wait. What? Is that even a thing? It is. And if you're even the least bit of curious, stick around. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back. This is Dr. Vetter. I'm excited about today's quick topic. This is probably going to be another short episode. You know, I really value time. Today's episode is influencers in education, and I'm not talking about celebrities at all. No, I'm talking about you. So yeah, if you haven't joined us before, today's episode is influencers in education. I am the host, Dr. Tanya Vetter. You've joined the Grad School for Grown Folks podcast. It is called Grad School for Grown Folks because here, all of us have something going on. We have real jobs. Yep. We have, some of us have our own businesses. Some of us have people that, you know, work with us. In addition to having our own businesses, in addition to having our businesses that we also have in full-time jobs, and we also have husbands and wives and kids and have healthy dogs. I always say that. I don't know why. I have always said have healthy dogs. I don't know why I always view dogs and animals as being half healthy. I don't know why. But anyway, yeah. So we have all of that going on. And on top of that, we are in graduate school, believe it or not. And I say for grown folks because I know that there is something very different when you are an adult with responsibilities. Oh, let me say this, because I always say this. And there are some people who are absolutely single. Okay. All right. So I'm a widow. So I am single. All right. So there are some of us, but I am also somebody who has a business, full-time job, and I have people who work with me. So there are some people who are absolutely single who also have bills to pay and all that stuff. So let me say that, because I noticed that I always talk about the people who are married, because in my mind, I'm always thinking about my clients who have whole children, whole husbands, whole all of that happening. So let me shout out to my people who are absolutely single and making it happen, but they also have households to run. All right. And they also are in leadership positions and making it happen. And we have to like wrap our heads around all of that happening. So let me say that. I have to acknowledge that I have some people that are absolutely not married, but they definitely have to run, that's even harder, a household and a leadership position and a doctoral program, right? So I get it. So with that said, today's episode is extremely important because I don't think in the midst of all that, I don't think you guys see yourselves as influencers at all. And so that is why I'm pausing to even address this issue, because in your huge busy lives, I am so sure that this issue that came up with this whole critical race theory has just gone completely over your little heads, right? Because of your long list of things to do. But because of the business that I'm in, of course, it can't go over my head, right? Because I know people in the past, luckily, none of my clients have ever used that, right? Because it's an issue now. And I'm not going to go into the critical race issue theory today. I'm not. I don't have time to deal with that because I'm going to deal with it on a greater level overall. I'm not going to deal with that. That is not even an issue for me right now. Well, here's what I will deal with today. Today's issue is how you see yourself as a scholar, as a leader, how you see yourself as a scholar overall. You are an influencer. And I say that because there are three things I'm going to share with you all today. I understand the stress that comes with school and with writing the dissertation, right? I get it. And I understand that it can be frustrating, you know, when you guys are in your program. You know, as a matter of fact, I am saddened, actually, by the fact that the programs have become so focused on the business aspect that they have completely lost their way in serving the students. But I don't want you guys to lose your way as to the reason why you even are accomplishing this goal, right? I don't want you to get lost in the noise. Right. And it's easy to do, very easy to do. So that there are three things I want you guys to consider today. And the first one is I want you to slow down when you get a chance, 5 minutes, maybe 7 to 10, maybe. And number one, I want you to give serious thought and time to what you will do with this work. I really do. And especially if you are between, you know, that period where you're really tired. This is when I really want you to slow down and give serious thought and make a list. Give serious thought and time as to what you want to do with this work when you're done. What is it that you want to do, right? What does that look like? What do you see yourself doing with your time, your hands? What does that work look like? And then number two, I want you to identify who it will impact. And I want you to put a face to your work every time you sit down to write now. You know, every time you sit down to write your dissertation, every time you sit down to write your classwork, every time you sit down to write anything that has to do with your program, and I know you're tired, I want you to now put a face to the work. Put a face. Who is it that you'll serve because of it now? Who is it? When it's all said and done, who's going to be the recipient of this work? Who's going to benefit because of it? And the last thing is the why. Now, here's the difference, though. I don't want to know your why. I want to know why will it matter to them? Why will your work matter to them? One of the things we commonly do is we commonly talk about our why. If you're already in a program, at this stage in the game, your why is probably a little stale. So I want you to inject it with a little bit of Botox, right? Or I don't want to say steroids because that's illegal. So we're going to say Botox it up with why will it matter to them? Why will it matter to them? Because it has to be greater than ourselves. Believe it or not, we quit on ourselves every single day. We just don't admit it. We hit the snooze button, right? We eat what we're not supposed to eat, right? But when it's somebody else, we show up on time. So number three is really important. Why will it matter to them? You know, we can no longer look at this as a cumbersome headache. are one more thing we have to do on our list. We have to go beyond ourselves. You got to know why you're doing what you're doing for them. Meaning, why does it matter for them? Because actually, you are an influencer, and I can prove it. Actually, what's happening right now proves it. I guarantee you, the two authors that wrote and put together the critical race theory, I'm not sure what they're feeling right now, but I guarantee you it is not all joy, joy, joy. I promise you it's not. It's rough, right? Your paper just may be the one they pull for policies, curriculum, programs, and impact others. You just don't know. And so see yourself as an influencer, because my God, you are. You really are. Every time you sit down to write, just say, for instance, if your name is Kennedy, last name Kennedy, and you graduated in 2020, the minute they say Kennedy 2020 suggested, then you are the one. Kennedy 2020 argued, you are the one that they are assuming. You are what, the expert? You're the one they're assuming is the expert. So consider that. So let me go through the theory again really quickly. Number one, give serious time and thought as to what you really want to do with this work. See yourself doing it. Know what you want to do with your hand. What products do you want to have? Do you want to offer? Number two, who will it impact? I want you to put a face. Give a face to the work that you do. And this is huge. That means every time you sit down, I want you to put a face to every project that you have to do, whether you're selling your coursework or not, all right? Put a face to the work you do every time you sit down to write. This is major. And number three, why will it matter to them? This is huge. Believe it or not, we show up on time when we're meeting somebody else all the time because we're so accustomed to putting people before ourselves. Look, let me tell you, this is a game changer. I had so many thoughts about this episode particularly because I've just been watching the whole critical race theory thing, and I have so many thoughts that I'm not going to share here. I'm going to just talk to my clients about it because I want them to be able to speak as intellectuals on the topic and not just as emotional individuals. And I think there is a difference. I do believe that we have recycled ideas. I also believe that we have for far too long probably have not done the best in investigating some of them. I do also believe that our children deserve the very best to be passed down to them. I do think as scholars, we definitely have been paraphrasing without challenging some of the literature, and that is where we have failed. I hope this episode has served you well. You guys know what I say. You decided to do this. And so if you're going to do it well. See you next time.